Every 5 years, school districts are required to submit an updated facilities plan. It's part of the state's capital outlay program. Lillian Govitz is a spokesperson for the DeKalb County Schools.
By giving them this proposed organization plan, what we're doing is qualifying for up to $40 million in reimbursements for capital outlay projects.
The plan has been modified from an earlier draft. A proposal to expand elementary schools to include sixth grade has been eliminated. Although some schools will be closed, Govis says that's related to construction needs, not redistricting.
Before any redistricting occurs, there's a series of community meetings that must happen and communications that must happen to families. But there's no redistricting on the table right now.
The plan isn't final. It will be assessed by the state next month, and the State Board of Education will vote on it in June. Martha Dalton, WABE News.